Guys, thanks so much.
Good to see you.
Have a great day.
Terrific. Well, we come to the close of a final conference live at RealCom 2019. We have been saving the best for last. Our end of year wrap up with our co-founder and CEO, Jim Young. Hello, sir.
Hey, how are you, sir?
Good.
So what year are we in?
I think we're you're 2,900.
I hear we're like streaming live on Twitter.
We're live on Twitter, we're live on YouTube, we're live everywhere, we're being watched by millions, but even
no matter
how many million people, we've got visualized LED, we've got all kinds of stuff. Show them what else you can do, will you? Make it anything we want to be, anywhere we want to be, Jim.
Isaac knows which one I want now. I don't even have to say a word.
We've had some great conversations. We're in Maui. See, we did it.
Does he know me? But no.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
It's that time.
So what were some of the themes that were different this year than in years prior? They might have been in years prior, but with a different spin, what are the grand views of this year?
So what I always look for is tempo, cadence, volume, right? So at a data point, we hit 2,500 people, right? So that's up. I thought last year was going to be a peak for a while.
Yeah.
You know, if you watch maturity of the industry and adoption rates and who's interested in the topic. So last year was a record at 2,000 attendees. When we had 2,500 this year, I go, something's up.
Yeah.
You know, and so one of the things with the 2,500, I'm just saying, you know, is it all real estate people? Is it more solution providers? You know, so we're going to look at all that data. But and then the other thought that goes through my head is, okay, it's feeling frothy, and I'm thinking, you know, .com, because I am old enough to have remembered that, but it feels different, right? And
yeah.
What I mean by that is, during that stage, it was a lot of tech was relatively new. There was a lot of excitement, but people really didn't know what to do with it.
Right.
Now I think people know what to do with it. But I think we still got to be careful. I do think there's going to be some consolidation,
mm-hmm.
okay, because we've had, you know, lots of conversations on a given automation sequence or a process, and you can't have 25 companies in that space.
Right.
So a little consolidation is, I think, going to happen. The other major theme is, as these guys were just talking about, is cyber. And a lot of the new companies coming into the space with point solutions, they got to understand the relevance of the enterprise. It's not just a one-off. It's got to tie in. Right behind that is cyber. Coming 3 years from now, actually, we've been on it for three, but another, privacy. We're wiring it up everything, microphone sensors everywhere. GDPR coming out of Europe. Incredible surveillance and facial recognition stuff coming out of China.
Yeah.
So we got like these two opposing forces saying we're going to wire everything. And
yeah.
Maybe you're not going to like it. And then, you know, well, privacy still does matter. So I think that conversation's got to be had.
Yeah.
And then overall, though, I think that the market is definitely interested.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And yeah.
We had, 50 plus billion square feet of real estate owner operators here. One company had 35 people here. They were having their own lunch, their own meetings, multiple groups of 5, 10, 15, 20 people. So you know who's serious.
Well, that's something that we saw here. You know, I'll share with you what's being reflected here. When you talk about the number, what every guest said when I asked them some of the differences, they said, the level of questions that I'm being asked is much higher.
Yeah.
That's, and they attribute that to people really getting it.
Right.
As a result, people, since everyone in organizations are going, no, I get it, and I want to play with this, more people from more companies, bigger teams.
The questions are getting more sophisticated.
Yeah.
Right? I just had that conversation. You know, I've been to other events or meetings and conversations where they're still at the, oh, isn't this going to be great phase? I'm like, no, we kind of had that conversation 15 years ago. We're already into the fifth iteration of how.
Yeah.
Right. So I'll give you an example. The guys from Ford are here with their digital portfolio transformation, right? Smart building. And I met Paul 7, 8 years ago. And when I first saw his network design for smart buildings, this looked like an IT network, right?
Yeah.
So I was just in a session with Ford again, and what they're doing with their new headquarters. I mean, This is not should we do it. This is, okay, what went wrong the first time? How do we iterate? What's different? There are questions. I mean, the level of technical questions in that room about cybersecurity and communication layers and application layers and operating platforms and data normalization. I mean, these are old IT terms that we knew eventually were going to come to our industry, and they're here. The train is never, ever, ever turning back.
And interestingly, even though the conversation is getting far more technical, similarly, it's getting far more personal, because every time we started to go down the tech conversation, people started talking about the reasons. And it wasn't just cost optimization. It was user experience, comfortability, down to the amount of CO2 that we're breathing in a conference room so that people can stay alert and aware for enhanced collaborative.
So the cycle went, in fact, we wrote an advisory on this 3-4 years ago. It was called, It's Not Just About Energy.
Mm.
It's about energy. It's about operational efficiency. And the third step of the stool is occupant experience, enhanced occupant experience. And interestingly enough, the enhanced occupant experience, people wanting to be in your space and pay their rent, that's sped to the top.
Yeah.
And everybody's much more interested in that. And I asked a guy today, I said, well, does this mean you don't care about energy and operations? He says, oh, no, no. He says, that's a basic.
Right.
We're going to get it through the front door on occupant experience, and then we're going to save 30% on energy, and we're going to cut our operational time down. So it's the three-legged stool, energy, operations, and experience.
Ron Zimmer was talking about how a building's operational cost, 1% is energy and 90% is people, and if we can get that people up. So we've got these ideas of collaboration, people, cybersecurity. Any other last capstone idea we want to leave our Conference Live viewers with?
Yeah, and I said it in the last session, you know, and every year I have probably said it, but this year there is absolutely no doubt in my mind.
Yeah.
So let's talk about a new developer who, you know, might be building a 100,000 square foot building or a 1 million square foot campus, okay? And at one of the meetings, the guy says, well, I need the numbers and I need to go back and justify this and everything. And there was actually some pushback by somebody in the audience saying, forget the numbers, you just got to do this, right?
Yeah.
And we ended up into the conversation saying, if you're building a building or you're designing a building yesterday, today, even if you're doing a retrofit, okay, today, you are either in the last chapter of a 50-year-old book or the first chapter of the next 50 years, okay? And if you're investing hundreds of millions of dollars or millions of dollars, why would you take the risk of being the last guy, you know, at the Beta or VHS Blockbuster warehouse, right? You know, and so I think we are getting to a point where, yes, we can cost justify, yes, we can do the ROIs, but when you're investing in major assets, I think you want to be on the other side of history.
Yeah.
And we've actually, you know, we're already into the 10th chapter. We've been in the 10th chapter for years, and all I would encourage anybody listening, you know, you're in an industry, it's pretty stoic, it's pretty conservative, but you got to get on the train.
Yeah.
And if you're going to events or having conversations where connected buildings, building networks, artificial intelligence is not in the conversation, that's the old book.
Yeah.
That's the old book.
So it's about thinking smart?
Yeah. Well, it's no longer a decision. I mean, if you think you can get away with one more building built on the old model, yeah, I'm sure you can and you'll do okay. But if you really understand that building's got a 30, 40, 50-year lifestyle, the gentleman from Ford said it best. He says, once this headquarters comes out of the ground, it's got to be state-of-the-art for the next 10 years. What kind of thinking do I have to put into to make sure the building is relevant, current, 10 years from now when technologies that we don't even know about are going to come out, right?
Yeah.
But there are still the majority who aren't here, never heard of us. We've had plenty of people here today have never been here, and they go, where am I? Who are you? Where did all this come from?
Yeah.
And I'm saying, well, yeah, it's been a 20-year journey.
Well, if you want to build, as Jim is saying, for legacy's sake, so that you're not the last chapter in a bad book, but a great chapter in a fantastic book.
It's actually, I'll even condense it further. If you want to have tenants in 5 years that are happy and paying their rent, there's no choice.
There is no choice. We'll see you at RealCom 2020. Goodbye, everybody.
There you go. There we go. Hold on. How many?